Sakta Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Bava Metziah Perik Beis Mishnah Yod Mitzah. What if someone finds, let's say, a cow berefes, an open barn? It's not guarded. The door is wide open. This cow can just march out of here. Ein echayevba. You're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. We're talking about a refes that is toichat chum. That's what the Gemara says. It sounds like far out someplace. However, Bereshus Harabim, someone finds a cow in the Bereshus Harabim, where it's clear this animal is lost, chayev ba, then you're mechuyev in the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. V'maisa beis hakvaris. If it was in a beis hakvaris. And the problem is, the one who sees it in the beis hakvaris is a kayin. Layitanullah. It's also for the kayin to go into the beis hakvaris to perform the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. Wait a second, a Shavas Aveda is a mitzvah sasei. Aye, there's a law for the kayin to be mitama himself, but don't we say asei doichalai sasei? And the answer is, that yes, there's a lav for the kayin, not to go into a basic forest or come into contact with a mace. It says lenefesh leyatama ba'amav, but there's also an assay for the kayin of kedoshim yu. So the assay of a Shavas Aveda would have to push away both an assay and a lois assay. And the rule is ein assay doiches lois assay v'assay. Imam alay aviv, whatever the father of the kayin who found the aveda says he tummy, went to the basic forest to perform the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. Oisha Amar, or the father of the one who found the Metziah, who's a Yisrael, who's not a kain, says, Loi to his son, Al Tachzer, don't return it. I don't want you to return this. I sent you to get something from me now. I don't want you to be busy now with a Shavas Aveda. In both cases, Loi Yishmaloi. The son should not listen to his father. Father can't tell his son to be over on a mitzvah. That's learned from the Pasuk. Ish imoy v'aviv tiro v'es shabsai se tishmayu ni Hashem alekeichem. Your father is also mechuyev in the covet of Hashem. So the Torah Ekdoisha tells us, the Rabban Hashem says, even though I commanded you to fear your father and mother, but ani Hashem alekeichem, I'm the Hashem of your father also. Of course, you have to act respectful. You have to say it in a nice way, but at the end of the day, both you and your parents have to listen to what the Torah says. If I'm walking down the street, and I meet my friend, and his behemoth is like collapsing because the load is very heavy on it, or maybe it moved over to the side and the behemoth can't like balance itself, so I have to go and help him unload. That's the mitzvah of Azav Tazav Imai. There's another mitzvah. A package fell off the behemoth of a friend and he can't lift it. I have to help him lift it. That's the mitzvah of Hakim Takim Imai. Zakta Mishnah. Parak, if I came along and I helped my friend unload his animal, Vitan. Afterwards I helped him load it. Parak, I did it a second time, Vitan. And I helped him load it a second time. Afila Arba V'chamisha Pam, even 4 or 5 times. The truth is, the Gemara says even 100 times. Same is true by a Shavas Aveda. Chayiv, I have to keep doing it. Shnema, because the Pasuk says, Azayv Tazayv. And Azayv is Mashma, even 100 times. However, Halach, if the Baal Behema went, V'yoshlon just sat in on the side, and his behema was like collapsing under the weight, V'amar, he says to the person who's passing by, oh, Hayal V'alacha Mitzvah, being that it's your Mitzvah, Im Ritzayin Chalifrek Praik. You want to do it? You do it. I'm not helping you. It's your mitzvah. Why should I help you? Who am I? I'm just the owner. Then potter. Then you're potter to do the prika. Shenemra, because the pasuk says, Azev Tazev Imai, together with him, together with the Bailim. They have to help you. That's if they could help you. But if the Bala Behema Hoyazak, and he's an old man, a chayel, or he's not well, and because he's weak, he can't do it, then chayev, then you're mechuyev to do it on your own. And for sure, if the Bailim aren't there, you're mechuyev to do it on your own. Now, we already explained, you're not supposed to ask money for this. Mitzvah min ha-Torah lifrek. There's a mitzvah min ha-Torah to unload the package that's not laying good. For that, you can't charge money. Avoloi litam, but you're not really mechuyev to load the behemoth. You're allowed to say, look, your behemoth was collapsing under the weight. Fine. I took it off. That I'm mechuyev to do. You want me to load it, then please pay me. Really? How much would you be getting? It doesn't make a difference. I wouldn't be getting anything. You want me to do it, then pay me. Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon says, Avlitain, that even to load the behemoth, he also has to do for free. The Bat Tanura says that the Allah is not like Reb Shimon. Reb Yaisi Aglili says, sometimes you're not even mechuyev to unload the behemoth. Imaya Olav, if there wasn't this chamor, Yasser al Masai. In other words, the Bailam, they overloaded the behemoth. And now the behemoth is struggling. Then Ein Zakik Lai. The person that encounters this is not mechuyev to help the Baila. Shnema, because the Pasuk says, if you will see the Chamar Roivets Tachas Masa'oi. Masa'oi Shayachal Lamed. But it has to be a normal load that it could take. But if he overloaded it, I'm not mechuyev to help him. What did you think was going to happen? Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, you find an animal in a refes, but the door is not closed, there's no chiyuv of a Shabbos Aveda. It's not lost. You're not mechuyev to do anything. We explained this is dafka, a refes that is in the tchum. However, if you see it wandering in the Rishos HaRabim, then you have to return it. If the Aveda is in the basic forest and you're a Kayin, you don't go inside, even though a Shabbos Aveda is an assay, but for the Kayin, he has both an assay of Kedoshim as well as a Loisase of Lenefesh Liyatam of Amavan. An assay is not Daicha, a Loisase, and an assay. If his father tells the Kayin, his father's obviously also a Kayin, go in and take out the Aveda, go into the basic forest, or his father, who's a Yisrael, and of course he's then a Yisrael, says, don't return Aveda, we don't listen. Father's also Mechuyev to listen to the mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to help unload the animal. If he did it multiple times, you have to keep doing it again. It says, Ozaiv Tazaiv. But if the Bailam sit back and they say, yeah, you do it, then he's Potter, because it says Ima. He has to work along with you. Unless he's a Zakan or a Chayla, and it's hard for him because he's older, he's not well, then you have to do it alone. You have to unload for nothing. Can't charge him. It's a mitzvah. But to load the animal, for that you could charge him. Shimon says even loading is a mitzvah. And finally, Rabbi Yaisi Aglili taught us that if the animal was overloaded, you're not mechuyev to help him because it says tachas masa'oi, it has to be a normal load.